A bipartisan group of lawmakers is trying to fast-track a bill they say could help Mainers who use propane to heat their homes to get through the next cold snap or a fuel shortage. But the emergency proposal could hit a roadblock over concerns that it could put homeowners on the hook if there's an accident. Steve Missler has details.
The recent cold snap left many Mainers shivering in their homes. And there are several reasons why heating fuel companies struggle to keep up with their desperate calls for a refill. An emergency bill sponsored by Democratic State Senator Bill Diamond attempts to fix one of them, at least for propane customers.
People are really scared, and I think we have to try something.
Customers typically rent propane tanks, and in most situations, only the propane company that leases the tank can legally fill it. That means a homeowner can't order propane from another company if the one they lease the tank from runs out or is experiencing a delay. Diamond told lawmakers on the Judiciary Committee that his bill would end that prohibition when the governor declares a heating fuel-related emergency, as Governor Paul LePage recently did. Diamond says that while the cold snap is over, the concern about a propane shortage isn't. Roughly half of Maine's propane comes into Auburn from Canada by rail. But recently, there was an accident on the rail bridge spanning the St. Lawrence River that could squeeze off the supply.
So we have a legitimate severe shortage right now and probably going to get a little worse over the next few days for just something that was just an accident.
Supporters say the bill is a common sense proposal that could help some Mainers during the shortage. Lawmakers in New York apparently agree. They're fast-tracking a similar proposal. But others aren't sold on the idea.
When propane tanks go, they go boom.
Charlie Sultan is a lobbyist speaking on behalf of the Maine Association of Insurance Companies, which opposes the bill. Sultan told lawmakers that the proposal shifts liability from the fuel company that owns the propane tank to potentially the homeowner, who may be forced to sue if there's an explosion or an accident. Sultan brandished a copy of a white paper commissioned by the National Propane Gas Association to make his point. It says container laws like Maine's are common throughout the country because fuel companies are liable for their tanks and therefore have an incentive to take care of them. Richard Thompson with the Maine Trial Lawyers Association agreed, and Thompson wasn't persuaded by the argument that the liability problem could be alleviated by a provision in the bill that allows fuel companies to fill another's tank only if they have a specific agreement with the other fuel company.
It's a bad idea. You're putting the homeowner in a bad position. And you're creating a kind of a fantasy world of immunities.
Several lawmakers on the Judiciary Committee were also skeptical. Rather than immediately approve the bill and send it to the full legislature, the committee decided to hold another work session to see if the proposal can be salvaged. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.